delays, Neat suggests, without evidence, just as Samuel Alito sent Stop the Steal message outside his home. By Ezra Dooley's on May 17, 2024. It's a dream scoop for the New York Times. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito displayed a Stop the Steal symbol outside his house. Unfortunately for the Times and reporter Jody Cantor, there isn't any real evidence for that headline. Only a heaping helping of blue and on fever swamp paranoia. After the 2020 presidential election, as some Trump supporters falsely claimed that President Joe Biden had stolen the office, many of them displayed a startling symbol outside their homes, on their cars and in online posts, an upside-down American flag. Cantor, who won a Pulitzer Prize for her reporting on Harvey Weinstein, opens her piece, "Emphasis Mine." She continues, "One of the homes flying an inverted flag during that time was the residence of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, in Alexandria, Virginia." What Cantor's intro omits, and won't mention until 16 paragraphs later, is that an upside-down flag is not exclusively associated with the most extreme elements of the January 6th riot. It simply is a symbol of emergency and distress, first used as a military SOS. Protesters have inverted the flag for a wide range of causes in the past century. The Vietnam War. The AIDS epidemic. The Persian Gulf War. The deportation of Elian Gonzalez. The inauguration of George W. Bush. The Iraq War. Immigration laws. Hurricane Katrina. The Occupy movement. Black Lives Matter. The election of Donald Trump. The Dakota Access Pipeline. The inauguration of Donald Trump. The Supreme Court upholding Donald Trump's travel ban for terror-risk countries. Donald Trump visiting the United Kingdom. Global warming. The first impeachment acquittal of Donald Trump. Black Lives Matter again. The Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The certification of Joe Biden's election victory on January 6, 2021. Again, Cantor does not admit this fact until paragraph 18, trying along the way to paint the flag in Alito's yard as an obvious and definite nod to the Stop the Steal protests, with help from several experts. She quotes a law professor at the University of Virginia calling the inverted flag the equivalent of putting a Stop the Steal sign in your yard. A researcher at the University of Colorado Boulder says it was really established as a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign. An explicit signifier that you are part of this community that believes America has been taken and needs to be taken back. So, in their telling, this flag was supposed to accomplish what? To overthrow the election? Who was it supposed to activate? Nobody but his well-to-do neighbors even knew about it for over 3 years. Entertaining the most basic questions scrutinizing this narrative would have quashed the story at the Times assignment desk. And all Cantor can confirm is that the flag flew outside the Alito's house after the January 6th riot. The Times lead photo, taken by a neighbor, is dated January 17th. In an email from January 18th, a neighbor wrote to a relative that the flag had been upside down for several days at that point. Days, not weeks. With razor wire fence all around DC and myriad stories of security on high alert before the Biden inauguration, which Alito skipped anyway, there's no credible plan of action that a supposed Stop the Steal dog whistle from Alito fits into. The justice personally denied any political message and said his wife had flipped over the flag as part of a personal spat with their neighbors. "I had no involvement whatsoever in the flying of the flag," he wrote in an email to the Times. "It was briefly placed by Mrs. Alito in response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs." Cantor's interviews with the Alito's neighbors corroborate this statement. The justice's wife, Martha Ann Alito, had been in a dispute with another family on the block who displayed an anti-Trump sign with an expletive. However, she continues to cast suspicion on Alito and other conservative justices, insinuating they will not be impartial in their decisions on cases arising from January 6th, such as Trump's claim of presidential immunity as he challenged the 2020 election results. The article closes with former federal judge Jeremy Fogel, a California leftist appointed by Democrat Bill Clinton, saying Alito should recuse himself, and the upside-down flag outside his house would trigger some sort of review to determine if there was any misconduct if he were serving on a lower court. Only two facts are undeniable in this story. An upside-down flag flew outside Samuel Alito's house after January 6 and before Biden's inauguration. One of the Alito's neighbors had put up an offensive political sign. Beyond those two points, everything else is either speculative or uncorroborated. Alito says his wife was reacting to the vulgar sign from the neighbors. Cantor ignores that to search for tea leaves in the milieu of the moment, heavily insinuating Alito was sending a bad signal, kept private for over 3 years, to the most extreme, most insurrection-wide January 6 rioters. Unsurprisingly, Democrats and news outlets around the world are running wild with Cantor's conspiratorial, blue and uninspired take. And that's because this story is purely in service of a predetermined narrative. The Supreme Court, as long as it has a conservative majority, must be neutralized by any means possible. Ethics complaints against Clarence Thomas, where former Judge Fogel is always ready to provide a concerned comment to corporate media. Continuous protests, and an alleged assassination attempt, at their homes. Re-airing of meritless criminal accusations. Packing the court. Lawfare against justices' friends. To take out this particular check on their quest for unlimited state power. The left will do anything they can, even fabricate a narrative that a sitting justice somehow contributed to their biggest boogeyman ever, the insurrection.